Hey y'all, welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen. But today it's welcome to What's Cooking with Michael and Paula. Hey Michael.
Hey dog.
How are you?
Good.
Huh?
I'm good.
Good. You look good. I'm good. We're all good. You know what I want to talk about today?
Tell me.
I want to talk about a one-pot wonder that I do. Do you remember when Diane Tedder and Marilyn Milson came to spend a few days with us?
Sure.
You know, and you took us crabbing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. You turned those girls into two of the happiest girls doing something so simple as string crabbing. They had a ball. And when I talked to them, they're still talking about you taking them crabbing. And they want to go again so badly. When Diane and Marilyn come to visit, Marilyn always wants to cook at least one dinner meal for us. So she chose this dish to prepare for dinner for us, and it was delicious.
I don't know. Yeah.
You do remember?
I do remember, yeah.
And let me tell you on how easy it is. You just go buy you a 4 to 6 pound chuck roast, and I wouldn't use any other kind but chuck. Chuck roast is the cheaper of the roast, and it's definitely the best. And you just rub it with a teaspoon of salt, pepper, and a teaspoon of garlic powder. And I like to cook mine in my multi-cooker because my multi-cooker is a stovetop cooker. It steams, it keeps it on warm, it slow cooks. I can actually even fry in my multi-cooker, so I love using that. So after I've rubbed all my seasoning on my roast, I turn it on high and I brown it off right there. And then it's crazy simple. You get one package of like a brown demi-glaze package, you know, in the section at the grocery store where they have all these different seasonings, you know, mm-hmm. for meatloaf, for chili. You find it right there. And then you take one envelope of ranch dressing mix and pour that, those two things all over your roast. Then you lay a stick of butter on top of that roast. And then you take a jar of peppercini peppers. They're the light green peppers that are about that long, and there's really no heat to them, right? Once in a while, I'll get hold of one that may have a little heat, but very, very little. And I just put like a dozen of peppercinis all over it, put the lid on it, and let it cook for like 6 hours, and it's incredible. Incredible over rice, y'all. Just incredible. And even though we hadn't put a speck of liquid into our pot, the roast is covered in a liquid. And it's so good. All you have to do is turn your cooker back up and bring it to a boil and thicken your gravy with a little cornstarch and water mixed together. It's heavenly. Isn't it?
Yeah, I love it.
The best, that package of demi-glaze just gives it the richest, beefy taste. And, ooh, you talk about your house smelling good. Yum.
And it's so easy.
I appreciate Marilyn sharing that recipe with me. Another time, I can't remember what she cooked, but it didn't beat this.
No, that's my favorite. That she cooks.
Mm-hmm. Marilyn also shared with me a recipe years ago that I think is the best I have ever tasted, and that's potato soup.
Mm-hmm.
She makes a killer potato soup.
I could live off soup.
I know you could. I know you could. We're having a white bean soup for dinner tonight.
Oh, good.
My cousin, your cousin, is home cooking it right now as we speak.
Perfect.
And I thought maybe you could make the cornbread.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, Don wants me to make, he went to the store and got some okra. He wants me to slice that okra real, real thin and put it in my hoe cake batter and make us okra hoe cakes.
Oh, that'd be good. Maybe I'll do jalapenos. You can make me
Yeah. We'll have to stop by the store.
We can do that.
All right, well, let's take a quick break and get our heads together on what we're going to do.
Okay.
Okay, you're still looking at me funny. We'll be back in a second.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to What's Cooking with Paula Dean and her husband, Michael Groover, today.
Yeah.
So I was just... telling y'all that my cousin Don is home cooking us like white bean soup with a bunch of ham.
Oh, good.
Bunch of smoked ham in it. And it's going to be so good. And we can't have that without having some cornbread. So Don wants me to make the lace hoe cake with the real thin sliced okra in it.
Right.
Now I can make that kind, which is 1.5 cups of plain white cornmeal. You add a teaspoon of salt and 2 cups of water. And you'll want your batter. And, of course, you'll need a hoe cake pan. A hoe pan is about that big, and the sides just go up just a little bit. And it's cast iron. In order to make a lace hoe cake, you must have that pan.
It almost looks like a griddle with just a little lip around
it. Just a little lip. You'll need a good bit of oil because I oil my skillet real good. And like I said, you'll want your batter so thin that when you pour it, when you pour your batter onto your hot skillet, and it'll become like lace around the edges.
It doesn't look like it's thick enough. It looks like water almost.
Uh-huh. It's not much thicker than water. And it takes forever for lace hoe cakes to cook, y'all, which seems crazy. It doesn't seem logical. But a self-rising hoe cake, like we serve at the restaurants, cook very, very quickly.
They look like little pancakes almost.
Uh-huh. Just a real, like almost a crepe.
Right.
But so good. And you have to cook them over like medium-high heat. And you have to keep an eye on them. I've got my grandmother's good spatula that I can get around there. And if I have to, I add a little bit more oil to it. And then I flip it and cook it real good on the other side. So that's what, but I add sliced, real paper-thin sliced okra slices into the hoe cake. And that's what Don wants for dinner. So...
I'm going to get you to do jalapenos also.
Okay, I will do some jalapenos. And I got another cornbread, y'all, that's real, real good. The corny cornbread, I know y'all have all eaten that. Mm-hmm. So I can make this too. And all it is, y'all, is 1.5 cups of self-rising cornmeal. And I like white. I usually stick with a white cornmeal. And 3/4 cup of self-rising flour. And 1 cup of grated cheddar cheese. A little 8-ounce can of cream corn, 8 ounces of cream cheese, yum, 1/2 cup of vegetable oil, 2 diced jalapenos, I put jalapenos in this one,
Good.
And two eggs. So you'll want to make sure that your cream cheese is at room temperature. But in a large bowl, combine all the ingredients and stir well. Heat a well-oiled large skillet, cast iron skillet, in a 375-degree oven for about 10 minutes. Now you just pour your batter into the hot skillet and return to the oven and bake until golden brown, approximately 30 minutes. So if you're making individual-sized cornbread in smaller pans, they will require a shorter cooking time. But that's a wonderful, wonderful.
Is this what you cooked at the Lady and Sons when they first opened?
Michael, it was very close to this.
Oh, those were so good.
Oh, we had the best corn muffins in the whole world.
I think so,
at
too.
At the Lady and Sons. When we started opening every night for dinner, I just didn't have room to have somebody taking up half the stove frying hoe cakes. So I said, okay, I'll serve a wonderful corn muffin. So I think that is the, if that's not it, it's very close to that.
They were delicious.
They were. And much easier to make to serve a big crowd.
Right.
But you can't eat those white beans without cornbread.
I know.
And some chopped onion.
I'm ready.
Me too. I'm right hungry. Well, thank you for being with me today.
Well, it was good to be with you. It's fun.
Okay, so before we go, tell me your favorite cornbread.
My favorite cornbread would be the corn muffins you make with jalapenos and real corn in them. You know.
Well, how about tonight for dinner? I'll make Don and me a lace hoe cake, and I'll make you the...
I do like the lace hoe cake, especially when I'm dieting.
I forgot you're starting on your diet today. Sorry. Well, thank y'all for joining us today. I hope y'all have a great day, and I'll see you next week.
Bye, y'all.
Best dishes in love.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.